At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Svetlana Lakova, the historian Svetlana Lakova, of The Spy Who Changed History, her explanation of how Stalin personally took charge of a spy network, an espionage network, a sabotage network, an intelligence gathering network, we would call it intellectual property thieving network, in early 1930s in America to purloin the American secrets of aeronautics. That's the book where I met Svetlana. She's also the author, most recently, of Spygate Exposed, about Russiagate, her part in it, having to do with General Flynn and a dinner in Cambridge once upon a time, and the falsehoods constructed from that dinner. However, she's a professional historian, so I asked her to comment on what we've learned so far about a man named Danchenko. To my knowledge, so far, he's the only Russian national involved in the whole story of Russiagate. There might be more. We have other things to learn here. But certainly Danchenko is a Russian national, now accused by the Durham investigation of telling falsehoods to the FBI to do with Russiagate. Svetlana, the professional historian in you, is Danchenko what you find in your travels through the archives of how Russian intelligence works or how intelligence services work? Would you always find a man with Danchenko's peculiar talents to be at the center of constructing an enormous false operation?
Well, I think yes and no, in the sense of, I think in terms of constructing or being the architect of being, you know, the operation, no. But in terms of using, you know, people's names and nationalities and basically using idiots to stand up the stories, absolutely, yes. So Russiagate, of course, was a story without Russians. So they were desperate. And of course, the origins of the story, I think we've discussed before, John, is that the plan was that they had to link Donald Trump and the Republican Party, who's a part, you know, party of patriots, to some kind of scandal involving a foreign power. And that was something that, you know, is being reflected in the notes between Perkins Coie, which is, you know, their lawyer who got indicted before Danchenko, and Fusion GPS, which is the, dirty tricks company that is responsible for the production of the dossier and placing it into the media and the friends with, you know, the reporters we discussed previously. And the idea they came up with is that the party of Ronald Reagan, they're going to link it to treachery. They're going to make it look as if there were foreign powers involved. And so, of course, for that, they needed an enemy. And Russia, of course, was that enemy. So they created a story that, you know, Donald Trump or the Republican Party or both was somehow acting, you know, Manchurian candidate, the Kremlin candidate, which was what all the stories were about. They were acting on behalf of a foreign power. So they needed to create that story. And that's, of course, what they did to me. You know, I'm ethnically Russian. So they tried to make me look like I'm some kind of Russian agent. They basically took any Russian name they knew and tried to make it look like Russians were controlling Donald Trump and his team, and particularly Russian intelligence. So, you know, you keep making jokes that correctly that, you know, they portrayed me as this JU Russian intelligence agent. And that was for a reason, which is that they needed to investigate Trump's team for their connections with Russian intelligence. And then they leaked it into the media. So, you know, the FBI counterintelligence department couldn't just investigate anything. They had to have Russian intelligence involvement, which is why they were throwing names around. They were throwing Russian names around, etc. So that's the origins of the plan, which is to make the party of Ronald Reagan, I repeat myself, look like they conspired with foreign power, and the FBI is investigating that. And that plan was hatched you know, at various points, but it came into play in summer 2016. So that's the origins. Then, of course, the problem was that Donald Trump, his team, had no connection with Russia. They were America First, MAGA, whatever you want to call it. So you couldn't construct any kind of connection with Russia, let alone Russian intelligence. You couldn't do anything about that. So you had to invent it. That's why it was so important to have, you know, people like Danchenko. You have to have Russian names. So you had to have this, quote unquote, reputable British agent, former British agent, Christopher Steele, coming up with a reputable, dossier on Donald Trump that comes from reputable sources, which are Russian sources, because actually none of that existed. It didn't happen. So they had to make it happen. So they found a guy who was, yes, he's of Russian origin with a Russian name, but he's actually Brookings Russian, as I call him. He works for Brookings Institution. He worked for them for years. He's a personal friend of Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill is a personal friend of, so she was National Security Advisor, for various administrations. And she's a senior person at the Brookings Institution, and she's a personal friend of Christopher Steele. And she's a personal friend of Igor Danchenko. So she introduces Igor Danchenko to Christopher Steele. And she's a personal friend also of Charles Dolan, who is the Hillary Clinton operative, who is actually, in fact, is the source for many of the allegations that end up in the Steele dossier that were attributed to Danchenko, but in fact were Dolan's allegations, as we can see from the Durham indictment. So to summarize, you have to create a Trump-Russia connection that doesn't exist. Therefore, you invent Russian sources. In fact, the sources were Hillary Clinton and her team. And then you feed that information into the FBI to start an investigation that you then leak into the media, compliant media, as we've seen in the first part of this interview, to make it look like Donald Trump and the Republican Party are in cahoots with the enemy.
We have now a moment to reflect on what we know so far. A man named Sussman, working for Perkins Coie, has been indicted for lying to the FBI, telling false stories to the FBI. And a man named Danchenko, who worked for Brookings at one point as a Russian national, has been indicted for telling falsehoods to the FBI. Your measure so far, because you are a very interested party, do you believe at this point we're going to have more revelations, more things like Dolan ahead of us to learn? More moving parts that Mr. Durham will reveal? Or do you think that this will shut down, quiet down with just these two indictments of false witnesses?
Well, I think the first thing I'd like to say is that those indictments, although we have those specific indictments against the specific individuals, but actually there are 60 pages of the so-called speaking indictments where just because people were not charged, doesn't mean that there's nothing there. So, for example, I think there's been recent stories in the press, and it's been pretty much confirmed that in the first assessment, the Sussman indictment, they mention a foreign policy advisor to Hillary Clinton campaign. Well, he's been confirmed as Mr. Sullivan, Jake Sullivan, who is the current national security advisor. So he actually holds the position that General Flynn held when they got rid of him through the media campaign, et cetera, et cetera. So the current national security advisor is mentioned, but not by name, but by description in the special counsel indictment. And there are a number of characters like that. So I think the first thing to remember is that everyone should go and read the both of the indictments. So the Sussman indictments, the Sussman was, Michael Sussman was the key lawyer for Perkins Coie that they used as a sort of go-between the law firm that they used as a go-between between the Hillary Clinton campaign and Fusion GPS, who in turn hired Christopher Steele and instructed the media, et cetera, et cetera. So everyone needs to go and read this indictment in full. That's the first indictment. The second indictment shows that Hillary operative, Charles Dolan, provided false information that they then washed through a Brookings Russian, as I call him again, to make it look like it came from Russia. Actually, in fact, it came from Hillary's people, and then wash it through again through Christopher Steele, who is this former British spy, into the FBI bloodstream. So they injected that false information into the FBI bloodstream in order to provoke investigation after investigation into Donald Trump's links with Russia, which he didn't have, and then leak those. So that even if this was stopped at this point, that's huge. Because we have 60 pages of evidence saying this is what happened. That, Hillary Clinton team deliberately manufactured the story that Donald Trump, Republican Party, Donald Trump's team were working on behalf of foreign power.
Svetlana, because you've very carefully laid out all of this, and given people a reading assignment, those 60 pages, the speaking indictments, they're easily available online. Is that correct? You don't need special
access. Correct. So you can go, literally, exactly. So I'm inviting everyone to go to the Justice Department website. So it's justice.gov and then /SC, which is special counsel. They're there. So I really want everyone to go and read them, because in those 60 pages, and presumably they're as short as it could get, they're laying out the story that one political campaign deliberately organized a plan that they implemented to try and get the government to investigate another political campaign.
Right.
And they needed to turn it into a national security issue, because of course otherwise the government won't investigate it. And therefore they made up stories, but they brought those stories through respectable people such as Michael Sussman, who, he's not just some lawyer. He used to be a DOJ guy. He's an expert. He worked for the DOJ for decades. He's highly experienced, highly reliable, highly respected guy, who went to the DOJ and say, I have genuine concerns that Donald Trump is in cahoots with Russia. And he was treated as such by the FBI. And they started an investigation. That's just one of the examples that the indictment gives. But he doesn't tell them that he actually works, he's representing Hillary Clinton. And then the rest of the indictment tells you how they organized the idea that Trump was communicating through some special servers through Trump Tower into Russia and Kremlin and was getting his orders from Kremlin. So this is just one example. That's why I'm encouraging people to go and read it in full. It's a bit complicated because people are not named unless they're indicted, but you can guess who they are. But it lays out a story. That's why I keep saying it's a speaking indictment. It lays out a story as one political campaign, of one political campaign making up without any evidence a complete false history for about another political campaign. And then they bring that to the security services in order to get the other political campaign investigated. And then they leak the lies that they themselves created into the media in the effort to first influence the election. And after the election didn't go their way, to get rid of a democratically elected president.
Svetlana Lukova, the historian, author of The Spy Who Changed History, about the 20th century version of falsehoods and sabotage and undermining democracy, a.k.a. the Soviet Union, and the author of Spygate Exposed in the 21st century about This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.